Well, you're either going to be up late after a very, very long Saturday night or up early if you're a rugby enthusiast. Sunday morning, 1:30 at Murrayfield. The Wallabies, hot favourites up against Scotland. And a man who's going to be out there is Rhys Hodge, who joins us on the line from close to Murrayfield, somewhere in Edinburgh. Good morning, Rhys Hodge.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Have you recovered from the ghost tour yesterday?
Yeah, just barely. I think it was a bit of a history and ghost tour of Edinburgh and a bit of a miserable past, but no, it was good fun and really enjoyed it. I think most of the boys did.
Well, I hope the Scottish don't give you another fright on the weekend.
Oh, TK, come on.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
hey, how's it been, Rhys?
We're hoping that I guess they're gone.
Sorry, mate. How's it been? They say touring with a rugby side is a little bit like sex. When it's good, it's great. And when it's not so good, it's still pretty good. And especially, I imagine that's double the situation with the Wallabies. You must be pinching yourself, mate.
Yeah, it's been an awesome experience so far on tour. I think anytime you get a chance to tour the UK, whether it's a rugby tour or a holiday, it's always a great time. So I'm really enjoying it so far. And obviously, good win to start the tour last week, and we're looking for another one this week.
Has much video been work? Has much of the team talks been about last time Wallabies played Scotland? It was so close, you were nearly bumped out of the World Cup. Have you looked back on that game at all as a team, or is it just onwards and upwards?
Nah, just onwards and upwards. I think we're all looking forward to this weekend. I actually wasn't the team last year. I was watching on TV, but we haven't really taken too much notice of it, I think. Yeah, we're just focused on playing well this weekend.
What did Michael Checker say about that game against Wales? I thought it was a really good performance from the Wallabies. 5 tries, some good attacking football. And the fact that I think Stephen Larkham's come out and said, look, I think we can play better. I think we can play more attacking football from that. Has that been the big take out of the good win against Wales?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're definitely happy with our performance, but we've definitely got a lot of improvements. I think we bombed about at least 3 or 4 tries in the first half alone. So we've definitely got a lot of improvement in us. And yeah, we're just looking forward to this weekend to be able to execute our game plan.
Bernard Foley had a ball on the string last weekend, which was terrific to see against Wales. And again, Israel Folau plays his 50th test match. So there's plenty of motivation there, Rhys, including just winning a test match.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need any motivation really week to week, but definitely looking to get the win for those two guys this weekend. I think Israel Folau's 50th test and also Nick Phipps off the bench is 50th test as well. So there's definitely no lack of motivation this weekend.
Hey, have you been a fan of rugby all your life? Are you? Do you know about the history? I mean, we talk about these Grand Slam tours and the opportunity to win every match, but even just the grounds that you're playing at, Rhys, you know, Millennium Stadium, and now you're playing at Murrayfield, and you'll play at Lansdowne Road and at Twickenham. Do you get excited just about that alone?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed last week at Millennium Stadium, which is now Principality. I think I don't think the name change takes away from the atmosphere at all, so it's been really enjoyable for myself. I think got my first taste of Twickenham against Argentina a few weeks ago when we're here as well, so I'm really enjoying the experience of the Northern Hemisphere crowds, and yeah, I'm just really looking forward to this weekend now.
We're chatting with Rhys Hodge from the Wallabies in the centres there. Rhys, obviously it's been a big 12 months for you. You mentioned, you know, the World Cup, you watched that on telly, and now you find yourself playing at these famous grounds and in, you know, with the gold jumper. It's been a hell of a ride for the past 12 months.
Yeah, it has a little bit. I think if you asked me at the start of the season if I'd been here, I definitely wouldn't have said so, but I'm just really enjoying my time in Wallabies camp now and a great bunch of guys, and I'm just really enjoying learning every day, both off the players and coaching staff. So just trying to improve my game and also our team game throughout the tour, and yeah, just really enjoying it at the moment.
You probably say you play anywhere, but I know you can play fullback, you can play centre, you can play a little bit of fly half. Do you have a preference for any of those positions?
I grew up playing fly half, but I'm really enjoying centre. I played up for Manly last year, the whole year, so I really enjoyed getting a little bit closer to the action in the centres. But at the same time, there's benefits of fullback and wing as well. So wherever I can get my hands on the ball and get stuck in defence, I'm enjoying my time. So not a great answer for you guys, but yeah, on the field really.
They reckon you were kicking them from 65 metres out. That was at altitude, though. Timmy Horan told us last week. How far can you kick one from at Murrayfield, do you reckon, Reece?
I'm not going to put a number, I don't think. But hopefully, if there's a long-range attempt available, I can set up to the mark and knock it over from over halfway. But we'll have to see what happens in the game and if the situation suits it. But definitely, up the sleeve if it suits the game.
Reece, congrats on your rise to the Wallaby ranks over the past 12 months. Have a big, big game at Murrayfield as well against the Scots.
Cheers, guys.
There he goes. Reece Hodge there, playing in the centres for the Wallabies.
Good
the Wallabies,
player. Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a good player. Wallabies $1.20, Scotland $4.50. But don't forget, last time we met, it was as close as you wanted it to be. Too close, actually. Much too close for Michael Checker and the boys. Wallabies 120 at tab.com.au. Scotland the outsiders 450.